Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily Tesla and electric vehicle news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Tuesday, November 2nd. This episode of Quick Charge is sponsored by Holley Performance. More information during the break. Today, Tesla started pushing its 2021.40 software update. It includes several new features, but the most significant is the in-car integration of Tidal. Tidal is one of the least subscribed music streaming services, but it differentiates itself by claiming higher audio quality than other services. It was recently acquired by Square, which is controlled by Jack Dorsey, co-founder of Twitter and a friend of Elon Musk. In the update, Tesla also expands the addition of a chime when activating traffic-aware cruise control and introduced a new cold weather improvement. Tesla has released a rare look into its growing presence in Canada, where the automaker builds some of the machines that build the machine, as they call it. While Tesla Canada doesn't provide any of the automaker's vehicles, it produces machines that build Tesla vehicles. In the video, Tesla highlights its team in Ontario building new custom manufacturing equipment that is being deployed in its factories worldwide. Tesla also has an important advanced battery research team based in Halifax, Nova Scotia, in partnership with Jeff Dahn's Battery Lab at DeLuise University. Tesla has over 1,200 employees in Canada, and they're still hiring. Tesla has issued an official recall with the NHTSA for 11,704 vehicles over a problem resulting in false automatic emergency braking events and forward collision warnings. While it's officially called a recall, there was actually no physical recall of the vehicles, and it's already been fixed with an over-the-air software update. Tesla has been fighting against the idea of calling these recalls. However, when the automaker has to fix an issue related to safety, the NHTSA always makes them go through the official recall notice, even if the update is fixed without actually doing anything on the customer's part. This week's sponsor is Holley Performance. Holley is the host of the upcoming Holley High Voltage Experience, an all-EV event taking place at Sonoma Raceway this November 13th and 14th. Holley High Voltage Experience is all about the community and performance potential of electric vehicles. Anyone who owns or loves fully electric vehicles is invited to this inaugural two-day event to be held at beautiful Sonoma Raceway in California. The event welcomes anyone with an EV to participate in a multitude of events, including autocross, drag racing, road course, show and shine, and even a wine country cruise. Plus, there will be a vendor midway, exhibitions, entertainment, and much more. You can find all the event ticket information and participating details at holleyhighvoltage.com. That's H-O-L-L-E-Y, highvoltage.com. Elon Musk has put a stop to Tesla's stock rally, putting a wet blanket on the preemptive celebrations. The bulk of the recent stock price increase came after Hertz announced that they ordered 100,000 Tesla vehicles and partnered with Uber to provide 50,000 of them to drivers with an option for 100,000 more. When prompted on Twitter for comment, the CEO said that no contract had been signed and the Hertz deal shouldn't have a strong effect on Tesla's economics. Musk pointed out that the deal wouldn't accelerate Tesla's overall deliveries since the company is constrained by production, not by demand. Tesla has updated the Model 3 and Model Y line with the 2022 model year specs, and most configurations got a higher range, but depending on the wheels. In an overnight update to the online configurator, the Model 3 Standard Range Plus, the range went from 262 to 272 miles on a single charge. This is using the cheaper set of 18-inch wheels, but when you select the 19-inch wheels, the range dots down a bit to 267. Still, a tiny improvement over what it was. The Model Y got similar treatment. At this point, it's not clear what led to the updated range. When it comes to the Model 3 Standard Range, which is actually not called the Standard Range anymore, Tesla recently announced that it's moving all their Standard Range vehicles to lithium iron phosphate chemistry. Chinese EV maker XPeng Motors will implement a smart driving point scoring system to ensure future owners don't abuse its self-driving technology. You can let me know if that sounds familiar. In a recent post on its Weibo page, XPeng Motors announced the beta launch to a wider user base. Trial program is currently existing for a small test ahead of the rollout in the first half of 2022. In the system, XPeng will deduct points from the driver based on the degree of risks and other behaviors. Drivers with at least 90 points will receive early access to over-the-air updates. This is a direct copy of what Tesla has done with their full self-driving beta access and the safety score. In my personal opinion, I don't see Tesla's safety score as being a particularly valuable asset to copy. XPeng drivers should see the beta version of Smart Driving Points roll out in December. Fisker Incorporated has announced a formal agreement with CATL to supply batteries for the upcoming Ocean Electric SUV as it approaches the production next year. The primary large pack from CATL utilizes a lithium-nickel-manganese-cobalt cell chemistry, while the second smaller pack will be produced using lithium-ion phosphate. Together, the two different batteries will allow Fisker to offer a wide variety of lineups for different ranges and levels of performance. If all goes well, production will begin in November of 2022. Thanks to Holley Performance for sponsoring Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.